lot of times you want to talk about the quarterback's ability to read the defense, make a decision on where he wants to go with it. He's looking here at this defense and he sees he's got a matchup at the bottom of the screen one-on-one. So now what he's got to do is make sure he's got a good drop, keeps his eyes down the field so he keeps the safety centered, and then he's looking to make a good throw on time to the receiver at the bottom. But what you really like about this is the quarterback's drop, looking away the safety, and now setting up and throwing. He gets the ball out quick. Look at when he's throwing this thing. Isaiah is only 7-8 yards down the field when he's getting ready to throw, so he knows where he wants to put it. He makes a short, quick, good, accurate throw down the field on a play that covers about 35 yards in the air with a good catch by Isaiah. And the timing of this is really good. That's what you like to see. Very decisive, very good on his mechanics, seeing the field, looking the safety off. For a young quarterback to do that and to operate like this is a good sign. It's exciting, and it'll be exciting to see how he continues to pick up on that.
So you talked about his mechanics on the drop and on the throw. How much of this is what he's already bringing to the table, and how much of this is you guys getting to work with him and teaching him those things?
Well, he's been a quarterback that was successful at the collegiate level with a good program. So he's got techniques, he's got fundamentals. They did a good job with that. This is more about making sure, for instance, when he comes back, that he seats the ball in his chest so he's not having to drop it to throw it. That his footwork, look at his right foot when he steps away from the center. You see how he gets away from the center with his right foot instead of false stepping with his left foot. Mm-hmm. Those are all things that maybe he has a good feel for, maybe he doesn't. But those are the things that you really work on to reinforce with him. I think that's all that's very important, because as he gets away from the center, he can keep his head down the field and he can make his reads. Now, that's a lot of the things that you have to really work on with him, because he's in a different system. And what we're asking him to do is something that's a little bit different. When this play started out, he wasn't necessarily going to go to Isaiah. He was going to go where the read took him. But once he saw the matchup, once he saw the safety in the middle of the field, then he had an idea of where he was going to go. The important thing is that he stays with his technique and trusts that. As he takes his first step, he sees the safety staying in the middle of the field. He knows it's single high. He sees the press coverage down here. Now the receiver's got to win. He's got to make, in a matter of three steps, the decision, did this receiver win enough for me to make this throw? Because if he didn't, then he's got to go to his check down because the receiver didn't win. But he processes all of that very quickly and then makes a good throw.